Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey with you here until 10:35. Thanks so much for finding us. Joel Nelson producing, talking a lot of Steelers early on. The 4-2 Steelers make for an excellent topic these days. A lot of the discussion in the first hour revolved around how the other people in the NFL see the Steelers versus how I think we see them here. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we bring in somebody who is as knowledgeable as they get, works for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, does his own grading that is a lot more reliable than Pro Football Focus. Chris Carter, what's up, Carter? How are you?
What's up, Jason? How we doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Great to hear you. It's been a little while. Want to start with this. Why does PFF seem to hate the Steelers, or what the heck is going on here? Why am I looking at Broderick Jones with an 11 grade on his pass blocking and all this other? I don't understand.
It's been a big life mystery why they've always done this. I've had a theory for years that they do this simply to get a rise out of Steelers fans because they know that's one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL. And that if they get that, that gets them more eyes and more engagement, and you know, it causes more of a stir, and so they kind of like that. And that's a theory that I have. I mean, we also know that the company, like, you know, was built from Chris Collinsworth, is based out of Ohio, and there's a lot of people that are fans of those teams that have worked there, and so maybe there's a base bias towards those types of teams. But I mean, even historically, it's always been more favorable to the Browns. You know, this isn't the first time either that we've seen Myles Garrett get favor in a game where he was clearly phased out while other superstars made plays. You know, I'll take you back to, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago at this point, but there was a game where, I think it was 2 years ago, where Myles Garrett had, I think, maybe a tackle and had like three pressures or something like that, but that was it. And T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith both scored touchdowns, both sacked the quarterback, both either forced to recover a fumble. And I think Highsmith finished with like two sacks, seven pressures. Watt had like one sack and six pressures. Clearly, the more impactful players on the game, in a game that the Steelers won, and were the reason they both scored. Again, they both scored touchdowns. Highsmith with a pick six, and also forced a fumble that T.J. Watt returned for a touchdown. And Myles Garrett got a higher grade than both of them, again with one tackle and like three pressures.
Get out.
It's consistent. It is clear that they have a bias towards to favor Myles Garrett against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no more explanations for it. I have said for years, PFF's hard stats are useful. Their grades are absolute garbage. Do not use them. Do not refer to them. I've talked to people who are front office people, and they say, hey, Gail, like, you know, we use the stats to track things and things like that. But when it comes to grades, we do not care because they don't even know how to evaluate half the plays.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. You don't know what goes on in a huddle. I don't know how you can make an assessment over the result. Like, it just doesn't make sense. But let's move on to a grading scale that I actually like, Chris. Yours. Steelers grades. Jaylen Warren's power behind surging offensive line creates a winning recipe. And you're giving out stars and skulls to people, which is a great way to do it. You give Aaron Rodgers 3 stars. I completely agree, but I want you to explain why. What went into his performance that it was a 3-star performance for you?
Right, because a lot of times when you think, like, you know, elite performances from quarterbacks, they feature, like, big yards, like 4 or 5 touchdowns. But Aaron Rodgers was very much part of a bigger plan, the bigger plan to limit Myles Garrett. Broderick Jones deserves credit because he had a good game. He's been consistently progressing with the Steelers. But Aaron Rodgers was part of that plan as well because he consistently was getting the ball out quick to make sure that Broderick Jones was not left on the hook for too long against Myles Garrett. Because let's face it, Broderick Jones is still a third-year player in his first year starting at left tackle and is still developing as a player, while Myles Garrett is one of the best edge rushers in football. And so you'd be silly as a coach to not say, hey, we got to figure out ways to help him in that situation. And Aaron Rodgers was very much a part of that. But it wasn't just that he got the ball out quick, Jason. It was that when he was getting the ball out quick, he knew where he was going, and it was attacking weak spots in the Browns' defense. Early on, the run game wasn't clicking. Eventually, it started to click, but I think it really started to click. And, you know, these are the things you can't tell unless that's like the Browns players admit that they came out of their positions for it. But I think Aaron Rodgers' early successes in the passing game that moved the sticks a few times, it softened up the Browns' defense, and then that allowed the Steelers' run game to kick in. And then eventually, the Steelers' run game was setting up the pass game. And I think that's the balance you want to strike. But all of it sort of came from Aaron Rodgers quickly identifying pre-snap, okay, this is what they're doing. They're coming this way. We're going that way. And then when he had to, he hit the ball into some really tight spaces. The deep ball to DK Metcalf on their first third and long conversion. The touchdown to DK Metcalf. The touchdown to Connor Hayward. He was using his legs. I was just truly impressed by Aaron Rodgers. His cerebral ability is still at an elite level, and that's why I gave him that really high grade.
Fan Evening Show. We're chatting with Chris Carter, Steelers beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also the host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. You can follow Chris on Twitter or X at Carter Critiques. So let's talk about Jaylen Warren, Chris. You gave him 3 stars as well. What up front, or what with Jaylen Warren, what with Kenneth Gainwell, whomever, how were the Steelers able to run the ball on the Browns, piling up 100 yards against the league's best rushing defense?
They really started to put things together. They had the semblances of things, but they've been so close in those early weeks and even parts of last year where, like, four guys would block everyone right and then one guy wouldn't. And it was rarely the same guy that made a mistake. Sometimes it was Broderick Jones, but sometimes it was Mason McCormick. Sometimes it was Zach Frazier. But it was always different points. But this time you saw more consistently guys winning their positions across the board, and Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell feeding off of that success. They had a lot of really – their most successful runs came on the right side, either off tackle from Troy Faltano or just inside of him, between him and Mason McCormick. Faltano and McCormick, I think this might have been their best game together as a duo this season. And again, remember, Troy Faltano is a second-year player, but he didn't play last year due to injury. And I think they're finding their rhythm, and it's helping Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell find their rhythm behind them. Both of those guys complimentary of their offensive line. Jaylen Warren even said after the game when I asked him, and he said, there is no offensive line I'd rather run behind in football right now. And, you know, that's pretty high praise because there's some really good offensive lines. But I think it's a sign that this young offensive line is figuring things out. They're getting aggressive. And when I asked Troy Faltano what's helping with that, one thing he told me was, he said Arthur Smith's play calling, which Kenneth Gainwell also said he appreciated. But he said Arthur Smith is letting us play fast. The way that he's setting up our assignments is making it so we don't have to think too much. Like, you don't have to worry about this check versus that check versus that check. It's, hey, we know that's our guy. We've got to go get him. And so when you're able to do that, you're able to play fast, fire off, be aggressive, and you're not thinking as much. You're just out there fighting and acting. And I think that is a big part of it as well. So it's game planning, it's offensive line, and it's that chemistry that the Steelers really haven't had as a rushing offense for a while. So I think that all of that plays a big factor into what they were able to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So let's flip it over and talk a little bit about the defense. This defense, I love the physicality that I saw on Sunday. I've loved the blitzing and the aggressiveness that we've seen for a lot of the season. I was curious, what do you think is behind that? Is it sustainable for the Steelers to keep blitzing as much as they are?
Not only is it sustainable, it's their identity now, which, I, in fact, is part of what I'm writing up for tomorrow's film study that will be in the Post-Gazette on my Carter Critiques series. But the blitz rate that they're bringing up now, they are sending heat from all sides. And I asked Terrell Austin about that today, and he said, listen, it's part of the reason we went after the personnel we went after. We wanted to do things. And he said, listen, I don't have a style that I just prefer to use. I try to design my defense based off of, you know, who we have. And he said, this year we have guys that make it so that we can be more aggressive in that way. And when you look at blitz rates right now, it's literally the Vikings at 35.8% is the number one blitzing team in the NFL, and the Steelers at 35.5%. So a lot of people were saying, oh, man, you should have had Brian Flores. Basically, you got Brian Flores here without having Brian Flores. And also, you beat Brian Flores. So, I think that right now the Steelers, they've adjusted, they're blitzing, and they still, like, this was like the first week that they were the closest to being healthy. Jalen Ramsey being out there still wasn't 100%. I don't think Alex Highsmith's 100% yet either. But having these guys out there, Nick Herbig with Highsmith and Watt, now Derek Harmon's in the fold, they're starting to get really creative, man. And when you're getting creative, it becomes a big problem because now you still have your chances to win your one-on-ones, like Nick Herbig was doing, but you're not relying on winning on one-on-ones all the time. You're saying, hey, if we win on one-on-ones, great, but we're also scheming up the opportunities for you to make a mistake in this key part of your play, and that's what I think is really working for them. It's also a really good tonal switch for Terrell Austin because his first 3 years as a coordinator, each year the Steelers were a top 10 defense. They've been good under Terrell Austin, even very good, but they want to be great. And to get to great, they had to change up some things. They said, hey, we have to go back to sending heat, which is something they did a lot under Keith Butler and under Dick LeBeau. And so Terrell Austin has now kind of switched outside the way that he's called plays and called the defense his first 3 years, and now he's sending heat from all these different sides. And that, I think, shows a willingness on his part and Mike Tomlin's part to say, hey, let's adjust what we do and find the ways to make things happen. And I think that it took some time to figure some things out, but you're seeing the cohesion start to come and the confidence start to come. I asked Patrick Queen after the Vikings game, you know, there was a play where him and Peyton Wilson were just on the same play. They made a big hit in the backfield. I could see him just like pumping himself up afterwards. He's like, it just feels really good because we know that our schematics work. We know that these things will be there. We know we have the talent. It's just about putting it together because we're so aggressive that sometimes you might be a little too aggressive, but you have to find that balance. And that's what they're doing right now is finding that balance.
Last question for Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Chris is one of our Steelers beat writers. You can follow him on Twitter or X at Carter Critiques. He also hosts the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris, the Steelers do not have a great record of AFC North opponents on the road, short week, Thursday night. But I don't know. I've looked at the Bengals. You looked at the Bengals. Are you the least bit concerned? How do you see Thursday playing out?
I do think there's a concern here. Not only is it they not have a good record, they've never beaten an AFC North opponent on the road on Thursday Night Football in 6 attempts. Now, granted, a funny thing here, they've never played the Bengals on Thursday Night Football, which is
that's weird.
Cincinnati, which that's very weird. Like, it's all Browns and all Ravens, which, okay, I guess. But I do think that when you look at personnel-wise, the Steelers should destroy the Bengals. Like, their offensive line is bad. They have an older quarterback. But they do have two superb wide receivers that if Joe Flacco can find ways to see through the Steelers' defense and just get the pass off, and get it to those guys. They can be playmakers that negate things. But the other on the flip side of things too, you know, the Steelers offense I think also has an advantage. When I look at just like statistical advantages across the board as far as how these teams have played, the Steelers really outrank the Bengals on almost every account. Like I go when I prepare for a game, I go points per game, yards per game, passing yards, rushing yards, third down percentage, third and short, third and long, red zone percentage, sack percentage, all these different things, expected points, all these statistics. The only three that the Bengals have out of like the 30 things that I check for are rushing yards per game when the Steelers have the ball, rushing yards per carry when the Steelers have the ball, and that's just because the Steelers haven't been too efficient in running the ball, and red zone touchdown percentage when the Bengals have the ball, because they are the number two red zone offense in the NFL, which is kind of crazy thinking about all the things they've gone through. But everything else lines up for the Steelers. But I'm telling you, that short week is really tough to prepare for, because when you're the home team, you're able to stay at home, you're in your comfortable environment, you're able to game plan for the team that you know really well. It presents a lot of challenges. But I do think this might be the best equipped a Steelers team has been on a road Thursday night divisional game. They're healthy. They're coming at it. And I also think Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback will help them be prepared to manage the storm. I think the Steelers find a way to edge this game out. It'll be close. It'll be tight. And I think a lot of people will be annoyed by that, but they'll find a way to win this one in a tight contest on the road and finally get off the schneid when it comes to the winlessness on the road in AFC North on Thursday night.
Chris Carter, thanks so much, my friend. Appreciate it. Be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, take care. It's Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Make sure you check out his story, Steelers Grades. Jalen Warren's power behind surging offensive line creates a winning recipe. You can read that at post-gazette.com. He also does several film study stories that are really good and really nerdy. And Carter does this to me when I read the film study stuff. And I played football at some level. Like, I played through high school. I was a quarterback. It's obviously not the point, but like, I have some familiarity with it. And I will read one of Carter's film studies, and I've got to go back and read it again. And I've got to go back and read it again. And I've got to go back and read it again. And that's not a criticism of Chris. That's just like the level of nuance and the level of where he's thinking versus where I'm able to go. I've just got to slow down. Be like somebody reading a really nerdy baseball article. You might have to slow down a little bit for me. But Carter does an awesome job. Always appreciate having him on here. And I want to react to some of what he said. I want to talk about his comments on Aaron Rodgers. I thought they were really good, as well as why the Steelers have been able to run the ball and that identity that the Steelers have formed. That's not nothing. It's not nothing. When we talk about historic Steelers football, how this group should look and the Steelers getting back to that, I want to react to that in just one second. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Going to keep the Steelers talk rolling. I'll be back here tomorrow night and we can get into some of that, but I do want to break down this Bengals matchup a little bit. I know I was kind of hard on Joe Flacco earlier, but he played pretty well. I want to talk about Flacco, the connection with Ja'Marr Chase, what their running game looks like, and where some holes might be. We'll say it that way. Stuff the Steelers can exploit on Thursday night. I think this goes well for the Steelers. I understand what Carter's saying. I understand what the records are. But we're going to react to some of Chris's comments on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers' identity and look ahead to this Bengals game on Thursday night when we get back. It's Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.